got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Be and John Reap with us, funnybone.omaha.com, to see John in Omaha this weekend, Friday and Saturday night, and to see John around the country, johnreap.com.
Yep, JONREEP.com.
All right, and he's with us this morning, hanging out, having a good time.
Yes, sir.
Good crowd last night. People
great enjoyed, crowd yeah. last night right. for a little Thursday show.
All right.
I think they heard me on you guys.
Well, you
they showed up.
You're performing. Yeah. Craig likes you because you don't have to say much. Until now, I want Craig to join the show. Yeah. Join some Hog Wild Barbecue this morning, by the way. Thank you, Hog Wild, again.
Did you see the video of the woman on the American Airlines flight getting the back of her seat punched?
The guy's a dick.
Oh.
The guy's
what was
a
that
dick.
About?
She leans her seat back, which you're allowed to do, and he punches it the whole flight. If he's a dude, he ain't punching that.
Right.
I don't fly as much as comedians do, and every comedian checked in and said the guy was a dick.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
You can lean your seat back. Part of the deal. If you don't like it, lean yours back.
Right.
Well, against the wall.
You're screwed.
And Titus had a good point. He goes, get a better seat, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate his sentiment, though.
You can't punch a guy's person's seat. If that's a guy, you're kicking his ass.
Right.
I don't punch people's seats when they do that in front of me.
I lean my seat back, too.
Yeah. You know what I do, though, is I'll take the tray table out, and then I lay my head down on the tray table like I'm going to sleep, and then it puts a lot of weight on
me. Yeah.
And then you're moving back and forth. And,
I love that.
Kind of turns into a rocking chair for them.
He expects that. He just wants to be able to lean his seat back.
I do passive-aggressive stuff like that, too. Yeah, like I hate it when you're sitting there in the aisle, and as people are coming by, they have to use your seat back as a handle.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's like always rocking. So what I do is if I see that coming, I'll have my thumb on the button. So when they use it, I hit it. It kind of goes forward.
Oh.
It's stupid, but it makes me happy.
Yeah, well, you fly all the time, so you have a little fun on the flight, right?
And then one time I did this. This is dumb. I feel bad about this. I was in an aisle seat, and this guy kept having to get up to pee like every 5 minutes.
Right.
He was getting on my nerves. So finally, I'm sitting there, and he's like, "I'm sorry, I gotta go." And I got up. And instead of getting out of his way, I went straight to the bathroom and just sat in there for about 5 minutes.
Oh.
I just looked at myself in the mirror laughing.
Oh. So you just have fun with people.
Yeah, I just mess
all the time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I had a guy.
That was bad. He probably had a real bad problem.
I wish they didn't allow you to.
Either don't allow them or have it.
Yeah.
But I don't go the whole way back usually. I do about an inch or so because my back hurts if I don't lean back a little bit. It's just,
No, exactly.
Yeah. And you paid for it. If they don't allow it, don't allow it.
I wish it weren't an option. I wish they would make seats
that's fine.
Do not recline.
But they're not going to do that.
As a taller person, I think reclining the seat is about the biggest dick move on the plane.
Yeah.
But he went overboard.
You can't punch.
Yeah. He went overboard. By the way,
you're allowed to recline.
I mean, you're allowed to recline. And you're also allowed to say, "I'm so sorry. I'm a big guy, and your seat's right in my face. Is there any way that you can not lean it back?" Yeah. And if they say no, well, too bad.
They don't lean back that far.
They don't lean back.
It's only like an inch.
Right.
Yeah, but
but you don't have that much room to begin with.
If
you take it away, it sucks.
You're in a shared space. You got to be
it's just the way it works.
Most people don't do it, though.
Oh, everybody leans it back.
Oh.
Every flight I'm on, people lean it back.
I lean mine back as we're taking off.
So do I.
So it's an extra, like...
I do it, too.
I fall asleep immediately that
I lean back as it takes off because it feels good.
You can feel the G's just hit you more or something, you know?
I got a lot of great... video. You can't punch the seat. You can't do that.
He's acting like a child.
People are idiots enough on flights. You cannot do that.
Why,
if that's
a
big dude sitting in front of her, he ain't punching that seat.
Did the flight attendant not ask him to stop punching
the seat? You can't really see it.
What's worse than that?
Yeah.
She almost got in trouble for this.
For
she's videotaping it.
Yeah, her name is Wendy Williams.
I know her.
Yeah. She says
I'd punch her seat too.
She told TMZ that a flight attendant handed her a passenger disturbance notice for refusing to delete the video of the guy behind her hitting her seat. She says that the flight attendant even threatened to remove her from the flight she did not delete the video and handed her a document that warns that she could be federally prosecuted. Now, she ultimately did delete the video that we now see.
Well, we already see it. We already saw
it. But later on your iPhone, you can go to the recently deleted folder.
Oh, that's right.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Which is what she did. Now, before she started filming, she says that the guy was punching and shoving her seat a lot more violently.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
before she turned her phone on. and she's afraid she may have some medical issues.
Well, now she's just suing to get money.
Well, she's had multiple back surgeries over the years. She's got titanium fused to her spine.
Since that?
No.
Prior.
She already.
Oh, okay.
So she's got issues beforehand. Right. This isn't just like you or me sitting there.
Yeah, you're right.
This is somebody with back surgery that is sitting there, has titanium fused to her spine, and she's concerned that the repeated blows may have damaged her vertebrae. She wants to get an MRI, but that's too expensive for her, and so she's looking to get her bills covered.
Well.
And she wants the guy to be identified so she can press charges.
Yeah, I want to know who this dude is.
How did she film?
She has a phone, reverse
like
camera angle.
Selfie.
Yeah,
she's just selfie mode.
You'll see it.
She also wants the flight attendant fired for the way she handled the ordeal, giving the guy more booze and threatening her.
100%. Oh, the guy got drunk and started.
She's got a case. I'm on her side, 100%.
Because he's actually has headphones on, watching his phone. He just can't get over it. And he's punching it, and it makes no sense to me.
I love that he's drinking during it, though. Hey, keep him coming. I'm a little busy.
American Airlines says that they tried to de-escalate the situation by asking Wendy to stop filming.
Good Lord. That's the problem.
Yeah.
They should have just had
stop punching
seats.
TMZ says the whole... Well, then she couldn't have, reclined then because he was sitting in the back row.
Well, he was in a bulk. Yeah, okay, so he couldn't recline.
Oh, yeah, he
right.
got but, the crap
that's
seat.
Just a crap
that's TMZ
tough.
Says...
I've sat there.
That's why you got the
sucks.
Cheap ticket, buddy.
That's it.
TMZ
right.
says the whole thing started when she first reclined her seat and knocked over that guy's drink.
Ah, there you go.
Not on purpose.
There's an accident. That's happened to me before.
No, I've done that before. I will ask, if I'm sitting next to somebody, I said, is anybody got a drink behind me before I lean the seat back? Because I've done that before, because I don't want to knock their drink over. Because I end up knocking my own drinks over because I'm just an idiot. I dropped the Bloody Mary. You'll never meet a cooler dude than the dude I flew next to leaving Omaha 3 or 4 years ago by myself. I was upgraded. I'm in first class with this dude, and he's a businessman, probably about 60, 65. He's got a tweed jacket on. He's flying for business. He's sitting beside me, and I'm on my second Bloody Mary, and my hand goes the wrong way, and it goes down.
Oh.
It goes down, and it hits his pants and kind of his jacket, and it's all over me. And I go, dude. I said, I'm so freaking sorry. And he goes, been there.
Yeah.
He goes, don't worry about
first
it.
First class.
And he was so cool. He goes, don't worry about it. And then he talked to me the rest of the flight about other stuff.
That's great.
I mean, once again, he was just, it was a fellow drunk telling a fellow drunk,
right.
Dude, I spilled a Bloody Mary before.
Yeah.
Shut up and give me some club soda.
Best place to spill a drink is in first class. We're all alcoholics up there.
Thank you. And it was off my tray. Just my hand was moving around because I'm being animated about something. Bang, it goes. And everybody knows me personally knows I spill a lot of drinks. I always have.
Did he actually say, look, I figured you for a drunk. I was expecting this.
Well, like I said, I, surprisingly not, was not flying for business, obviously. So I was boozed up when I got on the plane.
Was it a Bloody Mary for real?
It was a Bloody Mary.
That's, I mean, that's
got
messiest
color in it.
One.
Yeah. It's not even a clear drink.
Could have been a club soda and vodka. No, Bloody Mary.
Yep. And he
that's
he,
as bad as wine.
He couldn't have been. I mean, he was not pissed even from the get-go. He didn't even make a pissed-off face right away. And I'm thinking,
that's great.
This is, and I apologized up and down, and you know. And it was just, and I offered to buy him a drink, and he reminded me we were in first class.
No, but I got this round.
Yeah,
I do have a tip, travel tip for
you
people.
You travel all the time, so you tell us you got
good
more.
Travel tip for if you're on vacation and you're not in first class.
Right.
Let's say you're in coach and you want to drink as much as you can on that flight.
Right.
Here's what you do.
All right. Tell Todd this because Todd's been flagged in some Southwest flights for drinking.
Because you know it takes them forever. Like you can order two beers at once.
Right.
You can't order any more than that at one time.
Not the flight attendants that I've encountered.
Yeah.
They don't like time.
Normally, you can get two.
Yeah, you can.
So what I'll do is I'll go ahead and order two beers because it's going to take them forever to get the second one. If I don't get two now, it's going to take another hour before them to come back.
I'm with you.
So you go ahead and get two. But you also get you ask for a cup of ice.
Yes.
But that's not going for the beer. That's going in the barf bag. You put the ice in the barf bag. You put the other beer that you're not drinking in there. You roll it up, and you got yourself a little cooler.
I never knew that.
Because the barf bag's waterproof. Yeah. And you just put it in the seat back and let that chill while you sip on the first one.
Good tip.
When you're done, you got a cold beer waiting on you.
That's a true comic alcoholic client. I love that.
Thank you.
And I've met so many comics recently that don't drink anymore. I love that, John. Thank you. Well, that's a great bit.
They're quitters.
Now, I have one for you.
Well, I know they are.
Because I imparted this on the air a few weeks ago, and somebody on Facebook acknowledged that it works. If you're flying Southwest, this is specifically Southwest, you sit on the aisle seat of row 9.
Oh.
Because that's when the cart, you know,
they split up. They split
oh, yeah, it's
the,
in the middle.
They split the planes up.
Right. Yeah. Oh, right.
The cart will come immediately to row 9
so
first.
You're the first one in row 9.
You'll be the first one, sir.
That's a great tip.
Yeah.
Another one you can do if you want to get more than two, possibly.
By the way, do they ever see you do that? Because they probably want you to use a barf bag for a barf bag.
Right. No,
do
a
they
lady
get mad at you?
A lady was trying to be snarky. She goes, oh, you're going to water down that beer with ice? I go, no, watch this. She goes, oh, my God. That's genius.
But has any flight attendant seen you do it yet?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
they don't care either?
No.
They don't care.
But they don't want – they're afraid to overserve.
Right.
But I know what I can handle.
Right.
And so you could do this, too. If there's a stranger next to you who's asleep, you can pretend you know them.
Oh, wow.
And go like, my friend Larry wants a Jack and Coke as well.
A vodka tonic,
He
too.
Wants
right.
two Jacks. I got it. I said, don't wake him up.
And then she's like, that. Sure. The last time I flew was my 16-year-old daughter beside me. So I should have said, I know what she wants. She wants a Bloody Mary.
Can you just go ahead and put it on the floor? She wants it all over her lap.
That's great.
That's a little travel tip. Yeah,
that's what I'm going to do next time. I'll ask the guy next to me.
Yeah,
if I can buy him a drink, and if he says no, well,
can I anyway?
Right. let me get two, and I'll just drink that one.
Lately,
I like you wait for him to fall asleep to say, "My friend Larry."
Yeah. The aisle donkeys have told me, "I'm sorry, sir, just want an hour." Because I always
don't
ask
like Todd.
For,
really?
I don't like
ask
Todd.
For two bottles of vodka.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Oh, maybe they're cracking down. Is there a Southwest thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe you already look hammered when you get on the flight.
That could be.
Like, I think that's it, Todd, because I flew Southwest over the holidays, and they kept serving me, man.
Do you know, here's another tip for
that
you.
Could be it. Cause
and believe me, I probably looked hammered, too.
I probably spent at least an hour at the bar before
right.
I got on.
Yeah, they're worried about that over-serving thing again.
If you are in the airport and you're you stopped at a bar at the airport or a restaurant to get a drink, you're not allowed to take it with you and walk to your plane with it.
Right,
you have
exactly.
to finish it there.
Right.
Unless
oh, no.
you say, you got to time this one good, though.
Okay.
You can't do this back-to-back because it'll catch on.
Right.
Just say, can I get just a cup of water to go? And then you take that water. You drink that water.
Right.
Then you keep the cup. And then you go ahead and order another alcoholic beverage.
Right.
And they're not looking.
And then you walk down just with a cup.
Yeah, just walk with a cup.
And it's obviously.
If it's vodka, it's easier. It looks like water.
Got it. All right.
Yeah.
Man.
So I'm a professional alcoholic.
You are.
I know how to sneak stuff around. This is not coffee in
there. The Hilton Garden's not coffee in there? Okay. All right.
Yeah, we got a bar cart back here if you need that fresh.
Yeah, we actually have whiskey in our.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, we have a bar cart.
And a breakfast drink.
We have a Madman bar cart back there we keep here for Fridays.
It
mainly.
Took me forever to get into Bloody Marys, though. I was not a Bloody Mary guy.
Well, I don't drink Bloody Marys much except for on flights. I know I do on the weekends. Yeah. No, for me, it's
a good morning. Like
it's first of all, it's a hangover killer.
Yeah,
and that's why I drink them on the weekend.
Yeah,
but when I hop on a plane, I want a really clear vodka with a little red food coloring. Basically, that's how I like them like that.
Yeah, I normally get.
I remember when I got a double Bloody Mary at the time. Those little plastic plane cups. The one the aisle donkey goes to me. She goes, you're not going to have much room for tomato juice in there. I go, yeah, that's the point.
That's fine.
That's the point.
Yeah.
For some reason, I only get the Bloody Marys at the airport bar.
Yeah.
Like before I'm boarding a flight.
You don't drink on Bloody Marys on the flight?
No.
That's what I
do.
I do.
I'll
go
get
to vodka.
I'll get it on the plane.
I want to buzz quick.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I didn't get into it until I moved to Los Angeles, and football started at 10 a.m.
You're right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm not going to crack a beer at 10 a.m.
No, but a Bloody
Mary.
But
I'll do a Bloody Mary. Yeah. That's a breakfast drink. It's got a V8 in it.
It's got a V8.
Yeah, this is healthy. So then I got, then I really liked them.
Yeah, you would.
I like mine with like a lemon flavored vodka.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
All right.
Put a little lime in there.
I want a drink right now.
Do you like horseradish in yours?
I like all that. Yeah, yeah. I just like the vodka.
That's good Rick? Stuff.
Yeah, but Rick? Some of them get a little excessive.
Oh, yeah.
They put vodka. Bacon and
the cheeseburgers on top.
Cheeseburgers.
Right. I love the cheese. Yeah,
go to
yeah.
Vegas, they have the craziest
right, and a cheeseburger.
Yeah. There's an onion ring in your drink.
What's up, Craig?
Thing I've seen rolling around on the interwebs is the question. The college national champion football team, LSU,
yep.
How would they fare against the worst XFL team?
Oh, XFL.
Oh, good.
They would probably lose.
Yeah.
You think LSU would lose to the worst XFL team?
Yes.
Yeah, because the XFL guys were all-stars in college, too.
Right.
That's right.
Now,
I agree.
I think the XFL team would have to cut more games under their belt, first of all. But I don't know. We're not football experts, but I've talked to other football experts will tell you, guys that really follow the game and know what they're talking about, is shut up about that other crap. About LSU could beat the worst NFL team. Not going to happen.
Yeah, we're not talking about NFL.
And the XFL, if you watch it, it's not much of a fall off. They're all athletes. They're all stars.
A more legitimate question, but still the answer is no, the XFL team's better.
What are they saying?
Danny Sheridan, who just sets the line.
Yeah,
he's the odds maker. For
7.5 for the XFL.
Okay.
They would be favored by 7.5.
It's only been 1 week. Who's the worst XFL team?
Yeah. Who did they pick for the
other? The one who got
two of the losers, for one thing.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they've not even played together that long.
No.
So they don't have a good history
of
learning each other's style.
Right.
So there might be a little,
close game.
It'll be close. I think
seven's
good.
For a little bit.
Yeah. I'd even go
now,
four.
LSU's got a bunch of NFL quality guys on there, obviously. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
I like the meme that's floating around now where you take the concept that they do in big league soccer in England where the
I see that.
Worst NFL team then has to go down to the XFL. Until they earn their way back.
Right.
Oh, but that would be a minor league system.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd have to switch up the way football is played. You'd have to get a minor league system, if you will, second tier.
The cities with NFL teams would not agree to that because it's obviously a joke thing. I heard it was the winner of the XFL championship game would have to play the worst team in the NFL one game.
Oh, okay.
And then the winner goes to the NFL, the other one stays down.
Okay, then the winner stays in the NFL.
But the Bengals don't want to play in the South. They didn't want to play in the XFL.
They don't even want...
too much money in the NFL.
Yeah, first of all, the Bengals would probably win.
Yes.
But at the same time, you don't even want the chance.
Right.
A chance in hell
that
you've got to go to a different league.
No, the NFL wouldn't do that.
Have you guys watched any of this XFL yet?
I saw a little bit the first week. So it's pretty good, they said.
Yeah, what's different so far?
The kickoff's different.
Kickoff.
And there's no extra points. It's either first you go for 1 point, two points, or 3 points.
There's no kicking extra points.
No kicking extra points,
No, you got to go for it. And what is it, placed on the 5, 10, or 15-yard line?
No, it's the 3, 5, and 10.
3, 5, and 10. Okay, 1, 2, and 3.
And did they do the coin toss or the kickoff? I remember when the XFL came out the first time, they put the ball on the 50-yard line and
they
ran
for it. They don't do that.
It was like God's ball.
That's insane. But I think overtime is some sort of shootout format.
Is it really?
There's no coin flip. You can't just win because you won the coin flip. It's a shootout type of thing.
But the kickoffs, there are no touchbacks. But you can't start moving until the guy catches the ball.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That might be a little safer, I guess.
So that I guess the collision would be a little less impactful.
And they probably don't kick out drunks on the field either, maybe yet.
Oh, that's a new goal for me.
Yeah.
I gotta get kicked out of an XFL game.
What's the closest Southeast XFL team? I think Orlando's got a team, right? I don't know.
Tampa? Oh, that's on my to do list now.
Yeah, it is.
I wonder.
Panther dance
when they first came out the first time the XFL. Vince McMahon, build up.
Right.
And he had like the cheerleaders that were supposed to be more like strippers.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, real hardcore stuff.
Is that
the thing? What they're doing this year? No, what they're doing this year, the football is apparently really good. But that's from like just nonpartisan people saying it's pretty good.
They
football.
Had helmet cam. They had the ref cam.
Yeah.
Do they still do that?
They
crazy
mic up the offensive coordinator now, which I don't understand because how the hell could if somebody's watching it, you can hear the play.
Just tell the other team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't they do that with the refs too?
Yes.
Like you can hear the communication between the refs.
Oh, I kind of like that.
And as they interview players right after they that dude fumbles the ball, and they'll be on the sidelines, and be like, "What happened?"
Yeah, they do that. They do that, and they mic up Sir Purr apparently. Yeah.
Looks like the closest XFL team to Hickory, North Carolina is the Tampa Bay Vipers.
There
the
it Vipers. Is. Tampa Bay Vipers. Yeah. I'm coming for you.
Yeah, but, you know, he's rolling up an iced beer on a plane near you. John Reap. We'll see him Sunday on a plane, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I'll be flying back to Charlotte.
Yep. U.S. Air?
American Airlines.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, that's John.
First Bloody Mary is on me. Or you.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com to see John this weekend.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.